Yeah, Harlan Ellison once said that strong stylists, especially, it's like the way he put it was, it's like the taste of milk in the refrigerator. If there's something really strong in the refrigerator, the milk like picks up the taste.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you can't do that. That's true. You can't, you know, you can't be too close to that.
Yep.
That style.
And,
so,
and having done that, I have actually like tried reading Harlan Ellison while I'm writing, and that's really not a good idea.
You can't do it. No.
It comes out as pure Harlan.
Do not drink milk while writing. That's also
a good idea.
Oh no, do drink milk while writing. It's good, does a body good. But this episode, let me tell you about our sponsor this week.
It keeps your fingers from snapping as you pound on the typewriter keys.
Don't put Harlan Ellison in the fridge with the milk and then drink the milk while writing. I know it's complicated. No.
Well, he's just going to yell at you the whole time and maybe pinch you. I don't know.
That's why you put him in the fridge.
This is my milk.
Put him in the freezer.
No, twinsies.
Twinsies.
You can't pinch you.
Pay the milkman. Pay the milkman.
But I was going to say, you know, it's like Harlan Ellison leeches in, or, you know, all these writers leech into the writing. But if I'm reading the history of how Coca-Cola was founded, that doesn't get into my writing at all. It's nice.
That's good. That's good.
Every boy remembers the time when he lost his Transformer.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. Am I wrong? Is that the dirtiest thing Scott McNulty has ever said on the podcast right there, or is it just me? Anyway,
I'm waiting for him to say more than meets the eye. That's all.
Can I get a copy of the file of her reading that question?
Why, Steve?
No reason.
Let's move on.
All right, let's move on.
I don't understand.
You can just rip it from the MP3 of the episode.
Hello, bonus track. How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Oh, we were cut from there,
bonus
too.
Track.
Wow.
How's it
Hello,
going?
Hello, Super Dark bonus track.
Yes. Hello, Jason's storage.
I really feel like bonus track should be named. Hello, this is what we put zero. Steve says.
All right.
That's the one I want a copy of. Thank you very much.
All right.
With him.
Copy in my book.
That's listener Ian has heard in the...
Actually, Jason, if I could get a copy of that one, too.
All right.
We're doing podcast listener / Flick now. This is where it's gotten us.
He did say podcast / life, right?
Yes.
So. He did indeed.
Dear Penthouse Forum, you'll never believe what happened podcast when I listened to this podcast. Right there.
Do you really know about it, Jason?
I do.
How much does she really tell you?
That's what the drones are for.
Mine watched the trailer for Mean Girls today, and he's like, oh my God, that's my life. I mean,
cool.
Oh,
his life sounds hilarious.
Yeah. It was written by Tina Fey, so
I'd watch his life.
Totally.
Apparently some people have.
That's a good movie.
Nerd was always distinct from geek, though. I mean, the nerds were the ones who were just so deeply into their studies and whatnot.
Geeks are the ones at the carnival who eat the light bulbs and the lizards.
That's right, and rat heads and that kind of thing. Sure.
That's totally different.
You mean I wasn't supposed to be doing that?
Not outside of a carnival.
Brother Power.
This is why you've been
alone. That.
If only it were that simple.
So you're gonna ask Jason for an MP3 of your own recording tonight?
Oh God, it's another loop.
No, I'm just gonna keep my own copy.
So Erica, you leave your husband alone with a hockey video game while you podcast, and he has a podcast called Hockey Feels.
Yep.
All right.
We'll get you an MP3 of that one, Steve.
Interesting. I would just like to hear that car noise in the background again. I really enjoyed that.
Someone getting in their car and driving
Someone
away.
Someone just drove away.
See ya, sucker. If you're not careful, I'm going to do this. So watch out.
No.
Wait, are we in the bonus?
I'm lost.
Oh,
I'm lost, you guys.
I'm picking Steve Rock.
Cool,
picking.
That was that was a great clip, Jason. Maybe you could play it again.
Okay.
Please?
Oh,
thank
no.
you. I feel much better now.
Listener Etienne, he's always right. That's all I know, and I was glad he called that one in.
Clinton was not the only listener to send in three random questions. Here is another listener. This is listener Andrew Z.
Oh, did you encourage this behavior?
I didn't.
Hello, nerds. This is listener Andrew Z.
Oh, listener Andrew Z.
Questions. I have so many questions. Like, how much drinking really takes place when you're recording the show?
Or not enough.
Which episodes do you consider to be the Cars 2 of The Incomparable? What are you listening to? I really like podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts. And I want to know what's in your up next queue, other than The Flophouse.
Oh, damn it. The Flophouse is what I was going to say.
Random track.
Yeah.
Magic Tavern is the only thing in my podcast queue.
Hello
ever.
From that's the Magic it. Tavern is the that's non-flop it. House that's in my podcast queue. You should check that out.
Is it terrible that my next one on my list is the Audio Guide to Babylon 5 followed
yes,
by Lazy
that's
Doctor
terrible.
Who?
Yep.
So terrible.
Yes, that is.
Followed by
yes.
The
Your own podcast.
Unconscionable, Erica.
I'm actually caught up on podcasts, so I'm trying to go back through and listen to The Adventure Zone and Hello from the Magic Tavern and see what all the fuss is about.
You're caught up? You've listened to all the podcasts?
Yes.
I finished my listen through of all of The Flophouse. I listened to all of My Brother and Me, all of Comedy Bang Bang, twice for like 70% of the run.
Wow.
I think you're multiple people. I think you're multiple people. Monty, no one has this
Monty
much
can
time.
Listen to podcasts while he works, so that's the difference.
Great.
Looking at what I've got in my queue that's not part of the Incomparable Network, 60 Second Science, Pop Culture Happy Hour, and Hockey Feels by Erica's husband and my friend.
Yeah, I
Rachel.
Did listen to Hockey Feels this morning, so I had that.
Have you tried Pop Rocket? It's like Pop Culture Happy Hour, but slightly edgier.
I have not.
Now, Andrew Z's first question is very important, which is basically, how drunk are you? And
what?
I'd yes. say...
Not drunk enough.
Answers will vary.
Zero.
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
That's right.
It also depends on the night.
Yeah, it does.
And what we're talking about.
That's true. Yeah.
Zardoz, I was gone.
Mm. It was only this year that I found a beer I could actually drink.
Which
what
which
episode
what?
Was that for, Monty?
It's Blue Moon. Super boring.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. We got that in the house.
I like a beer you got to float a fruit in to enjoy.
And what's the Cars 2 of episodes? Do you have a bad...
This one?
Why must you poke holes in our rowboat?
I mean, we already mentioned the Stephen Fry episode, which is great and also awful. So
yeah, probably Human Centipede just for how off the rails it went. Can you say that?
Yeah.
That's not insulting an episode.
The Real Genius episode came up, so...
See, the thing is, the Cars 2 suggests that, like, everything before that was golden, and then all of a sudden we dropped a giant turd on the podcast stream.
Well, then what was the first episode
so
you
it's
were
gotta
on?
It's got to be an early
episode
one.
Episode 8, then,
it's got to
right?
be, like, episode 9, yeah, you think?
Yeah, that Indiana Jones episode, everything was downhill after that.
That's true. We did the Indiana Jones episode, the Raiders of the Lost Ark episode, and then the next one had Steve on it, yeah. All right, here's the last clip that we've got. This is, again, from listener Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
And here, and it's not you. And,
hey, Dan.
And here it is.
How's it going?
What is the greatest thing you've said during a recording session that didn't make the final edit of the episode?
Oh man,
not gonna make the final
I never
edit
say anything great
either.
In an episode.
Wow,
I don't remember. I don't remember the dirty. I don't remember the crap I say that's on the episodes.
I repeated this, but it wasn't my line. The shame hole, which is the which made it into the butter zone and the shame hole. Mm-hmm. But someone else said shame hole, and I just repeated it, but it wound up in the bonus track of the old movie club for 1776 and the James Cagney movie.
And now you're repeating it again.
Yeah.
Shame hole.
I don't know for sure this didn't make it in, but in one of I think in the Incomparable Holiday Vault 3 Jason mentioned early in the episode that the holiday vault had a green door, and I waited the entire episode to try to unveil a terrific behind the green door reference, and I got cut off so quickly.
I have no answer to this because literally everything I say in an episode ends up in the bonus track. So.
I assume many of my greatest puns have never made it onto actual air.
Your greatest puns? Really?
Yep.
That's
yep.
a thing.
Sure, yep. Sure, Dan.
See,
keep telling yourself
don't,
that.
Don't kill
the
this,
record has
fantasy.
Been edited. I can tell.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good one, Dan. Ha ha ha! But I took it out, so they'll never hear it.
The funniest thing I said that wasn't in an episode, I will say now.
That was awesome.
You should say that again, Monty.
Even I wouldn't say that. That's filthy.
Don't say that.
It's the truth, though.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I'd like to say that the funniest thing I've ever said that's not an episode is probably what I'm saying right now, because, again, I've muted the Skype audio, so no one who's in the conversation can hear this. So really, it's only going to be Jason who hears this. And I did that once before to apologize for something, because I'm that kind of guy. I like to apologize when I've created an inconvenience for somebody else. But now I just realize it's kind of fun, because I can just talk and talk and talk, and maybe Jason can actually cut this in and decide that this is the much better, much smarter than anything else anyone's ever said. So what I'm going to go for here is to say that I think that episode 12, episode 17, I liked episode 54. Episode 71, not my favorite, but boy, do they recover fast with episode 77. I can't believe that Jason actually broadcast episode 123. Episode 200... The thing is, we had this idea where we'd each try to like eat a big basket of ghost peppers, and it was so short, and most of it was vomiting, and I don't think that was a really good idea. But let's fast forward to episode 300. I'm pretty happy with it so far. Everyone's still talking, so I haven't really listened to it yet. Oh, I think people are starting to wind down, so maybe I should start talking. So anyway, thank you to everybody who's been listening to this show. I've been having a lot of fun doing these episodes. It's a really great group of people and a really great group of listeners, and I'm just very, very impressed with what Jason has accomplished in forming the Incomparable Network. And I will say that I was absolutely right about all the Avengers movies. So anyway, but no one will ever hear this, so. Poop. Bottoms. Boobies. Wee. All these naughty words I can say that no one will ever hear. Anyway, I suppose I should dip back in because Glenn is starting to wind up. Cheers, everybody.
I don't know. I try to – actually, you know, I would say more jokes get uncovered in the editing than taken out, where I'm always surprised that there's something that I just don't hear with all the voices talking and all the voices inside my head that torment me. But later,
one of them turns out to be amusing in some way.
Yeah, so somebody said something funny that nobody heard, it's fun to uncover those and sometimes work on the timing so that they drop in at the right place where it would have – you know, it would have been the best place for it to land. And even though it was, you know, 5 seconds later or whatever. So
the magic of editing.
Yeah, it can be a beautiful thing.
I mean, have a great time on this one with nine people talking.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
It happens. Well, it happens. No, I mean, the best example is the Human Centipede episode where there's the main episode and then there's like the half hour that I cut out. And I wanted to do that way because I sort of shaped the show and we ended up having sort of like the things we liked. And then when it had kind of a dark turn, I actually put in a thing that's like, if you don't want us to harsh your buzz this holiday season, stop listening now because we're going to talk about things that we hate. And I took out some of the stuff about the Human Centipede. And
some of the stuff.
So there's a long bonus track. Yeah. And then I just made the whole session available so people can listen
long
to the whole
bonus.
Damn thing. Yeah. Thanks. Nope. Steve. That's going in the bonus track. Good job.
Well, I like to think that I am like 70% responsible for there even being a bonus track.
If a listener wants Glenn, to do some really real fancy statistics, I would like to know who has the highest rate of appearances to bonus tracks existing.
Oh,
that's going to be me. That's going to be me because I'm mostly bonus track too, Steve.
It's always you, Glenn.
That's what she's not.
Is it? I didn't. No. In what context?
I was walking down the street. It was very embarrassing.
Wow, weird.
Which she are we talking about?
Skeletor is female, right?
Could be. It's hard to tell.
Boy,
we would have to see Skeletor's pelvis to really
to figure out the bone angles and
bonus track.
Yeah,
Skeletor is just—he's just bone. So I mean, there's nothing there.
I think
the loincloth. You can tell from there's like
tell from the pelvis exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does BMI actually affect you when you're just a skeleton? Because you got a low fat content, but your height is going to be kind of like disproportionate to your weight.
Yeah, I think you're always going to be kind of light on the scale as a skeleton.
He looks pretty ripped for just being a skeleton. I never got that.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's like an inflatable suit. So it looks like that's a robe. Because there's no way he's that ripped.
It's Halloween costume.
This explains his hatred for He-Man now. Suddenly I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, He-Man has flesh.
Yeah.
He's stealing a lot in the loincloth either, so you know, I wouldn't get too worked up. Not like Beast Man. You should see what Beast Man's got going on.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were going to slip in a Casper mattress ad.
Blip, blip. Oh, that's a good idea. I could have done that. That would have been perfect.
It's the most comfortable ad. My God.
It's the most comfortable ad ever. You can do it. Oh, bloop, I can do this. Bloop, there's bloop, bloop. Can I do this? Will this work? Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my God, what is happening right now?
It's a rave! It's the episode 300 rave I've been dreaming about.
It's a dance party.
Woo!
Oh.
It's Incomparable Revolutions, yes!
Oh, that's nice. Beautiful.
I feel like I dressed up as Daft Punk and it all came true.
This is great.
It's the Incomparable episode 300 theme song.
Ooh. Oh my God.
I dig it.
By Mr. Chris Breen. So goodbye, everybody. See, it'll be over the thing. This podcast is over.
Incomparable.
There you go. Make up some lyrics, send them in. I'll throw them away, and then we'll be done.
300 episodes of this stupid show are now in the can. Like I will
300.
I've had 4 beers.
Oh, God, make it end.
I will.
Goodbye. Go well.
Send me your files.
Second episode, a little more swell.